Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to one of the last four of the Read the Words for 2022. I'm going to read the book of Revelation, get that accomplished so 22 can be put in the books. The book of Revelation is an amazing book. And, of course, John wrote it. You know, he was about 90 years old on the Isle of Patmos, banished there because of his testimony for Jesus. He can say that. And yet, the events that's in this book are yet to come. And you and I are watching them. So this first video, Read the Word, is Revelation chapter 1 through 5. And that's the writings to the church. And then the revelation of what begins to happen in heaven. So here we go. Hold your Bible up and make this confession with me. Good afternoon, Sunday. Good to have you with us. This is my Bible. I believe what God's word says. I am what Jesus says I am. I go do what he tells me to do. Today, we will read the word of God. And in reading it, we'll receive the blessing promised to us right here in God's holy word. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Revelation chapter 1, here we go. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants. Now remember, when you're reading the New Testament, it's important that you watch for these words that are capitalized, because the pronouns, he and him, when they're capitalized, refer to Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit. So you can see that this is a revelation of Jesus Christ, not the revelation of John, like some Bibles actually put it in there on the first page. To show his servants, this is Jesus, things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel and to his servant, John the Baptist, who bore witness to the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ to all things that he saw. Look at verse 3. Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. No place in there does it say that you have to absolutely understand every detail that is written in this book. There's a blessing to those who read it, to those who hear it read, and to those who do what it says. Which number, the greatest thing this book's going to say to you and me is be ready. Verse number 4. Thank God for coffee. The Bible is always better to read when you got a cup of coffee or tea, whatever your favorite is. Verse 4, to John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Seven spirits before the throne, you'll find that in Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins and his own blood. I want you to notice that the word kings here is not capitalized. And Jesus is going to tell us, or the Holy Spirit's going to tell us through John, who the kings are. Verse 6. And has made us kings and priests to God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Verse 7. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. That's an interesting statement. That even those who pierced him will see him. Now, that's just, I don't know how else to say it. That's just absolutely an amazing thing. Even those who pierced him will see him. And thank you, Father, that we aren't those who've pierced you. We are those who have blessed you. Verse 8, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come. Think about Jesus. He not only is, he not only was, but he is to come. And you start thinking about everything that God has said and done in and through us. I'm going to tell you right now, we realize God is a mighty God doing mighty things in our midst. Verse number 9, I'm going to try to stop talking. It's just so tough because there's so much here. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and it heard me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the first and the last. What you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches, which are in Asia, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet, and girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. You think about that definition. This is John trying to describe the glory of Jesus. It's tough to describe because anybody I've ever heard begin to try to describe it, they can put some words to it, but it's difficult to do. 17. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. You know, not dead, he just fell out in the spirit. But he laid his right hand on me, saying to me, do not be afraid. Wow, Sunday. Did he lay his right hand on you when you fell down? That's pretty interesting. I am he who lives and was dead. And behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of Hades and of death. Write the things which you have seen and the things which are and the things which will take place after this. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands which you saw are the seven churches. Now, we are going to begin to see in every one of these revelations, these churches, we're going to begin to see God's going to show us something specific about each of the churches. It showed a strength, and then it showed an assignment from God. He said, you got to do this so you can change. And so every one of these next verses, you and I have got to see something in it that can cause us to grow and develop. Here we go. Excuse me. Let me have one more drink of coffee here. Roger Oxy, love you, brother. The Loveless Church, Pergamos, Ephesus. To the angel of the church of Ephesus, write, these things says he who holds the seven stars in his hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden lampstands. Every one of the churches, you get a revelation of who Jesus is. He's going to tell you this is a picture of Jesus. Hang on just a second. I had some notes here. There it is. Every one of the churches. Let me read this. This is from Dr. Hilton Sutton's teaching. I love this. The location of the church, a word picture of Jesus, a condemnation, a commendation, a conviction, an exhortation, a promise to the overcomer, and a call to listen to the Holy Spirit. Verse number 2, I'm in 2:2. I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they are apostles and are not, and found them liars. You've persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. So they got a picture of Jesus. Now they got their commendation. Verse 4, nevertheless, I have this against you. You have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. There's no way around it, guys. You can't take that verse out of the Bible and still have the Bible. Jesus Christ, in red letters, said, if you don't repent, I'll come quickly and take your lampstand. You have to let these verses adjust your doctrine. Verse 6, but this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God, that is the church of Ephesus. And now, verse 8, to the angel of the church of Smyrna write, these things says the first and the last, who is dead and came to life. I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. That's messed up when your synagogue is so bad, you're known as a synagogue of Satan. And yet we see it in some of the churches that we see again today. So you had the picture of Jesus, and now he gives him a commendation. You can't handle those that are of the synagogue of Satan. Do not fear any of the things which you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. You'll have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I'll give you the crown of life. That's an event that actually happened in history. But then, you know, as you look at it, there's some significance to it. And then verse 11, he who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Here's the promise to the overcomer. He who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. Verse 12, the church of Pergamos. These things says he who has the sharp two-edged sword. That's the depiction of Jesus. I know your works and where you dwell and where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast to my name. And you did not deny my faith, even in the days which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan dwells. There's the commendation. Verse 14, I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and commit sexual immorality. Thus, you also have those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which things I hate. Twice, Jesus said, you should hate the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Verse 16, here's your assignment, your exhortation. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He has an ear to hear. Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Here's the promise to him who overcomes. To him who overcomes, I'll give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I'll give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. Verse 18, this is Thyatira. This is a corrupt church. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things. As the Son of God, whose eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, your love, your service, your faith, your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. That was his commendation. And now, the instruction. I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I'll cast her into a sickbed, those who commit adultery with her, into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. This is pretty serious. 23, I'll kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts. And I'll give to each one of you according to your works. Now to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden, but hold fast what you have until I come. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nations. And then he quotes from the Old Testament. Psalm chapter 2. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like a potter's vessel. As also I have received from my Father. Yea, I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And now, the dead church. I'm taking a drink before we drink this one. To the church, chapter 3, to the church of Sardis. These things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive, and yet you are dead. Wow. That could be said about a lot of churches today. Be watchful. Strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I've not found your works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Therefore, if you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. So what is he telling him? There are some in your church who are right with me. But there was a bunch of them that weren't. Verse 5. He who overcomes shall be clothed in white garments. Look at this statement. And I will not blot out his name from the book of life. And that would make you believe that some people's name will be blotted out of the book of life. When you read these seven letters to the churches, it's those who do not determine to be faithful to the end. Just because you quote words at an altar that some man or woman gave you to say does not mean that you get to live eternity in heaven. You got to get those words. You got to mean them in your heart. And you got to begin to live them, looking for him to come. Verse 6, he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. I'm in chapter 3, verse 7, Revelation 3, 7. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one's open. Wow. Chamberlains, the key of David, sewn in his vesture. 8, I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe you need that right now. That was a word. That was a word to me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow. Hold on just a second. Let's just pause for a minute. Thank you. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Wow. When God says to you, I've set before you an open door, no man can shut, grab a hold of that and hang on to it. He said, for you have little strength and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those who are of the synagogues of Satan, who say they're Jews and are not, but lie, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved, thank you, Jesus. Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test them who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. I love that. Get to be a pillar in the temple of God, and you'll go out no more. That's another great statement that all of us can shout glory, hallelujah to. I'm going to be a pillar in the temple, and I'm not going to have to go out anymore. Glory be to God, hallelujah. I will write on him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God. And I will write on him my new name. Wow. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Verse number 14, Revelation 3:14. And this is the church that most of us know today. To the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. That's the picture of Jesus. Now the commendation. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Wow. It wasn't much of a commendation in that letter. Because you say I'm rich and I've become wealthy and have need of nothing, and you do not know that you're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to come buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. Have you ever wondered what it is that God expects us to buy with when he says no money? There's nothing else in which you can buy. How are you going to buy it? So if it's not money, then it has to be a supernatural event. And when it's a supernatural event, what is it? It's faith. You buy with your faith. Dr. Hagin, Dr. Barclay, Dr. Winston, Brother Copeland, have all said the currency of the kingdom is faith. So it doesn't matter what generation you're in. Everything costs the same. Faith and obedience. You might say, Pastor, what in the world is this all about? Well, faith and obedience. There we go. And I'm gone to preaching, and I'm really trying not to. This is the book of Revelation, though. Here we go. I'm going to read 18 again, Revelation 3:18. I counsel you to buy for me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be jealous, be zealous, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And if you think about the story of the prodigal son, both of those sons were prodigals. And the father's greatest desire in that story, true story, because Jesus said there is a certain man. That's a true story. What did the father want both of those sons to understand? It's time to stop being servants and to alongside of me as an heir. That son came home and he said, I've sinned, make me a servant. His father didn't answer him on that. His father said, bring him a robe, bring him a ring, bring him sandals. All three of those, the robe of righteousness, the ring is a sign of inheritance and the sign of being an heir of a king. That's a signet ring that gave you the ability to seal a declaration. And sandals were for those who are of the family, not of the slaves. That's what Jesus said you're supposed to buy. Why do you buy the garment of salvation? With faith. You believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Chapter 4. Now, for those of you that are part of this program, somewhere toward the end of January, we're going to go through the book of Revelation with Dr. Hilton Sutton again. It's always a very, very rich time. And Dr. Sutton taught Revelation for 60 years of his ministry. So keep your eye on what we're doing. Make sure you like, subscribe, and hit the bell. And we're going to go through the book of Revelation here and make it public as we can make it so that you can hear these teachings. In Jesus' mighty name. I might not be able to broadcast it on YouTube. I can broadcast it in my Zoom room. And we would welcome all of you to come and be a part of Zoom with us. And all you got to do is shoot me an email and say, Pastor Sam, send me that link to Zoom. And you can be in the Zoom room with us and be able to be a part of the book of Revelation. Chapter 4. This is the throne room of heaven. I like what Dr. Sutton taught us when he's teaching us Revelation. The book of Revelation, you see John on earth, on the beach, on Sunday. You see scenes in heaven, and then you see scenes on earth. Of course, you're going to see all future because these things hadn't happened to John yet, and there's many of them haven't happened to us. So now we're going to go see a scene in heaven, chapter 4, the throne room of heaven. After these things, I looked and beheld a door standing open in heaven. First voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. He who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes. They had crowns of gold on their heads, and from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Again, you can find that, seven spirits of God, in Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. Before the throne, there was a sea of glass like crystal. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in the back. Anytime you see a sea of glass like crystal and it's not named, that's usually talking about people. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature like a calf. The third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was a flying eagle. Four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes all around and within. They do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who sits on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne, and they worship him who lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, you are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they exist and were created. Now, if you want some cross-reference on verse 11, you can write in there John chapter 1, verse number 1 through 5. That's in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Satan was in the beginning with God. So you can cross-reference this with Genesis chapter 1 and John, St. John chapter 1. Chapter 5, the Lamb takes the scroll. I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. Watch what it says. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and loose its seven seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Worthy is the Lamb, is what's coming. Verse 8. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp, golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy, take the scroll, open its seals. For you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood. Out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, you have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Verse 11, I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. When you see that number, it's actually a billion. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard the creatures saying, the creatures, blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. Then the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Amen. When you go back to verse 10, it says that Jesus has made us kings and priests to our God. Now watch this. 1 Peter, 2 Peter teaches us that we actually have become partakers of the nature of God as we study and meditate in the law. So once Jesus comes to live within us, and we're in perfect communication with the Father and are becoming one with him, then what's going to come to our lives is glory and honor and strength and blessing. Why? Because that's who's in us. There's people who say, well, you know, God put this curse on me. Well, no, he didn't. Not once you're born again. Jesus came and redeemed us from the curse of the law. And so you got to look and say, since this is the Lamb slain and he lives in me, power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing, live here. We're not Jesus. We're his brother. He's our elder brother. See, all of a sudden, when you start getting the right view of the Bible, you realize there's so much more here, and you and I just have to walk in it and live in it every day in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' name. Well, now, we always give you the opportunity to pray a prayer of salvation. We're getting ready to study the rapture of the church, and you do not want to miss the rapture in any sense of the word. Well, you know, I wrote in there that the rapture, but you and I can't be around the throne worshiping unless we've been caught up, so the rapture's already happened. All right. Help me, Jesus, not to teach it, just read it. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. Pray this with me. Remember, you can't just say words. You have to mean this from the depth of your heart. You have to speak these words. I'm giving them to you because I've been trained of how to help you be born again. And it's right from God's word. But you can't just say words. You have to mean this in the depths of your being. So say this with us and mean it. Father, in Jesus' name, you say, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, you give me everlasting life. Jesus, say this right with me. Jesus, here's my bold declaration of faith. I believe you are the only begotten Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Say it. Mean it. So I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. And if you prayed that prayer, since you just prayed that prayer, I say welcome to the kingdom of God. Some of you are like, wow, Pastor, what's going on the inside? What's going on the inside is God Almighty just came in and filled you. And now you are right with the Father. He just wrapped the robe of righteousness around you. He gave you all of his grace, mercy, love, and righteousness you asked for. He filled you with all the fullness of God. Now your place is to begin to learn to walk with God. Every day, that's what this program is about. Read the word. And that's what all of our programs at the Community of Faith are about, is to help you learn to walk with God every day of your life. So I encourage you. I encourage you. Click like, subscribe, hit the bell, and come be a part of us. Right down there in the comments, in the notes of this program, you'll find my email address. Send me an email. Ask me a question. Ask me 10. Ask me 100 questions. I've got them all answered in one way or another with biblical verse, chapter, verse answers, and I'll be glad to send it to you. The more questions you ask, the more people we help, and it'll be a blessing to you. You can search my name on YouTube, Samuel J. Cottle. It's my full name. You might not remember all the names of any ministry I have. You can remember my name, Samuel J. Cottle. Then type in there, peace, and watch the messages that will come up with my name. And you might find some other ones about it. Just be careful who you're watching. Anyways, we want to be a blessing to you. And stick with us. Every time we go live, if you have the ability, be there with us. To this day, I plan on doing my best to finish the book of Revelation. And you can find the rest of these right here on Read the Word. You can go to YouTube, search Samuel J. Cottle, Read the Word. You'll find a playlist that has every chapter of the Bible read in it, in a video, in one playlist. And you can start in Genesis and go all the way to the end. That'll be 2022. And it'll be a powerful set of teachings for you in Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, this is what we say. Remember this, we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord. All of our friends that just joined us, thank you. We sure do love you. See you again real soon in a matter of a couple of minutes if you still got time this afternoon. In Jesus' mighty name.